Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. M.R., Number 461. E.G. White. Comments Concerning Wright, Michigan, Wednesday, January 19, 1859. About dark arrived at Brother Root's. They welcomed us heartily. It is a good home with plenty of house room. Sister Root is in feeble health. There was a meeting in the even. We were too weary to go. John and Brother Kramer went. Had a good meeting. Wright, Sunday, January 23, 1859. The conference meeting ended. Brother Loughborough gave an interesting discourse which would tend to wean the hearts of the people of God from earth, turn their attention from their trials, and cause them to work for the things which are unseen, which are eternal. There was a short intermission. Brother Loughborough again gave an interesting, appropriate discourse. I then followed in exhortation. Had freedom and victory, speaking of the life and sufferings of Christ and of his coming the second time, the life-giver to raise the dead and change the living. In the evening, Brother Frisby preached upon the Sabbath. He did not have his usual liberty. Brother Loughborough said a few words, and I followed, saying a few words, that none of us were compelled to receive salvation, but we could receive it if we would. We could choose life or death. Many desire life, but do not choose it. They love the world, its fashion, its pleasure, and they plainly show they have not chosen eternal life. Their treasure is here. This world is their home. The lives of those who choose life and salvation will be marked with their choice. Their conduct will say plainly that they are seeking a better country, even a heavenly, a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Our meetings closed this night. Friday, April 29th, 1859. Took dinner at old Brother Kramer's and continued our journey to Wright. Roads bad, bridge swept away at Berlin. We are obliged to ford the stream, water up to the wagon box. It was hard, dangerous, climbing the bank on the other side of the stream. No accident befell us, which ought to call from our hearts gratitude. Arrived at Brother Root's about 6 o'clock. Sister Root has a babe 1 week old. She is very smart. Sits up the most of the time. Wright, Michigan. Sabbath, April 30th, 1859. Attended meeting today, about 200 present. It was a good meeting. Husband preached upon the law of God in connection with baptism. A Mr. Palmer arose to ask a question which appeared to be merely to bring himself into notoriety and throw confusion, but no notice was taken of him. The meeting progressed. I exhorted a little, then others followed with their sweet testimonies. Wright, Sunday, May 1st, 1859. A good congregation. The Lord met with us in the afternoon and eve. The fore part of the day we were not idle. We called on Brother Tubbs, spent a few hours in profitable conversation, then left to call on Brother and Sister Ferguson. They live in a splendid house, have no children. Had a profitable season of conversation and prayer before parting with them. We next went to Brother McPherson's. We were heartily received, and we enjoyed the interview with them much. They are open-hearted, sound people. This brother is also wealthy, but has it all in lands, for he cannot use much. Wright, Monday, May 2nd, 1859. We met together again to break bread and wash the saints' feet. It had never been practiced by them, but husband set the example to the men and I to the sisters, then all heartily engaged in it. It was an interesting occasion. The solemnity of the place made it still more profitable. There was weeping and rejoicing, humbling before God altogether. It was a season long to be remembered. Husband never talked more interestingly and appropriately than when breaking the bread, and sobs and groans were heard from the congregation. Wright, Michigan, Sabbath, November 12, 1859. It is stormy. We left Brother McPherson's for Brother Root's, arranged ourselves for meeting. The meeting house was well filled. Brother John Loughborough preached in the forenoon, James in the afternoon. I followed in exhortation. Had freedom, speaking upon faith. Wright, Michigan, Sunday, November 31, 1859. The storm continues. We went to the meeting house. Brother Loughborough preached in the forenoon, Brother White in the afternoon. I followed in exhortation. Was free. Friday, January 24, 1868. Stopped about dark at Brother Buck's to warm, then drove on to Brother Root's. Found ourselves weary. I felt too weary to sit up. Lay down upon the carpet. United in season of prayer. Wright, Michigan, Saturday, January 25th, 1868. Attended meeting. Brother Andrews spoke to the people. In the afternoon, James spoke upon hunting up the lost sheep. I occupied a short time. There was a house full of people. Calvary was sung. It affected the people.
There is a meeting this evening. We had quite an interview with Brother Smith from Minden. He is an intelligent man, has been waiting 2 years for baptism. Brother Andrews will baptize them tomorrow. A few brethren came into Brother Root's to talk over matters which were a trial to them. Brother Avril seems to know but little about religion or true conversion to God. He has everything to learn. Wright, Michigan, Sunday, January 26, 1868. Arose refreshed by sleep. It snowed during the night. Wrote several pages of testimony for Brethren Atkins and Wilson. Attended meeting. My husband spoke to a crowded house 1.5 hours. His discourse was upon I and my Father are one, showing the relation the law sustains to the gospel. The people gave the greatest attention. I followed and spoke about 1 hour. I thought conviction rested upon many minds. Books were bought and many given away. Brother Andrews spoke in the afternoon with great freedom. These meetings were solemn. We can but think there should be meetings held in Wright. Friday, April 24, 1868. Met Brother Kellogg at Brother Root's gate. Wright. Saturday, April 25, 1868. My husband spoke upon the subject, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1, verse 27. The Methodist minister and his wife came out to hear. They took dinner at Brother Root's. Wright, Sunday, April 26, 1868. Attended meeting. My husband spoke in the forenoon on the 10th of Revelation. It was an interesting subject. I spoke in the afternoon upon brotherly love. I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. Thirsty, etc. I was quite free. After meeting closed, we went 2 miles to the water and baptized 8. Brother Kellogg spoke in the evening upon the health question. I was too weary to go out. We feel an interest for the people. July 3rd, we left Greenville in company with Brother Smith to visit Wright. My husband spoke Sabbath forenoon with freedom. He stated that, while the world at large was celebrating our national independence, a few of us were observing an institution as old as the world, the rest day of Jehovah. My husband spoke upon the importance of keeping the very day of the week upon which God rested, if we would observe the true memorial of his rest, as the people of the country were observing the 4th of July in commemoration of the independence of the people. In the afternoon, I spoke to the people in reference to the responsibility resting upon the church to let the light shine to others that God had permitted to shine upon them. If they valued the truth and salvation that they were partakers of, they should be interested to help others to receive the great blessing they were enjoying. In every town, city, and village, there are hearts susceptible to truth, and if those who profess the truth would meekly and judiciously recommend the same by their consistent lives, many would yield obedience to its requirements and take their position with the people of God. The responsibility of this great work should be felt and shared by all who profess to be followers of Jesus. Very much depends upon those who have the light in their possession. The work must be carried forward by those who believe. They should give themselves to the work with greater earnestness and energy. Nothing can be done without exertion and diligence. This meeting was well attended, and there seemed to be a good interest among the people. We felt encouraged with the evidences manifested to take hold anew of the work of God. Here the subject of general camp meetings was introduced, and they unanimously voted in favor of such meetings. Released November 10th, 1975.